And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to make sure you guys go to SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. I know I keep directing you there, but I want you to keep going to SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest news, interviews, podcasts, all that good stuff is up at SeanGreenShow.com. Also, check me out there on WGNPlus.com. That's WGN Plus. All the cool stuff is there, including the person I'm about to have on in a couple seconds here, Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com and a contributing editor at Fandango.com. You can also find all his cool stuff and all that stuff with movies.com, but you also find all the interviews that I do with Eric Davis every week on WGN Plus. A lot of big numbers there. If you guys want to follow me on Twitter, you most certainly can. It's at Sean Green Show. And if you want to stalk me on Facebook, it's Sean Green Show Media. A lot of stuff I just threw at you there. Let's get right to him. Eric Davis, managing editor at movies.com and contributing editor at Fandango.com. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, dude?
Oh, man. So much news is happening. I don't know where to start. Let's start with James Horner, which appears to be like a horrific plane crash. And this guy, you know, was kind of big as far as composing movies.
Yeah, yeah. James Horner is one of those sort of iconic film composers. He did the scores for films like Aliens and Braveheart, Titanic, Avatar. He's won an Oscar. And he's just sort of, his music is just so iconic. My, you know, my favorite score of his is the one for Braveheart. I was going through them today. And when you go through some of the stuff that he's done, it's amazing how familiar the music is to you and how much it adds to the sort of the weight of a film, and especially specifically Braveheart. I really love, you know, Titanic is another one that just you never forget.
Yeah,
James Cameron kind of came out today and said some really great stuff about him. You can find that online. I think The Hollywood Reporter also talked to him. Really, really great stuff from Cameron. And yeah, it's sad. It's he was operating a plane and it went down, and I don't know the specifics of it, but it's a sad story.
Yeah, and also we lost Dick Van Patten. And those of you that are listening that are old enough to remember Eight Is Enough, I wasn't a big watcher of Eight Is Enough, but I do remember him in Spaceballs, and when I heard that he passed away, I was like, oh my God, you know, it's crazy. You know, we're losing all this talent. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, he's another one that, you know, he's sort of one of these really great character actors that, you know, you always see kind of one of those great that guys, you know, oh, that guy. But, yeah I mean, I remember growing up with Eight Is Enough was one of the shows that was sort of in my rotation when I was a little kid. And so, of course, I remember from them Spaceballs, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Westworld, a lot of great stuff. Did some good TV work as well. He was on Seventh Heaven, Arrested Development, set that 70s show. So, yeah, just one of those guys that sort of blended in as a character actor and just became the characters that he was. So it's another sad, sad loss.
Yeah, yeah. Now, one thing I love coming to movies.com, and I do visit it frequently, and I suggest that everybody else do so as well. It's finding all the cool news up there at movies.com, and I click on it earlier today, and the first thing I see is your article about Marvel casting a new Spider-Man. And what's the deal with that?
Yeah, new Spider-Man. He's been finally cast. His name is Tom Holland. He's a young kid. He was in a movie called The Impossible, if you remember that one. And he's sort of one of these up-and-coming young teens. And, you know, the new Spider-Man movies, they want to set them in high school. Mm-hmm. And so they're looking for someone that was really young and, you know, 14, 15 years old. This kid, Tom Holland, does some great acrobatics. He you know, can do a lot of his own sort of flips and there's some stuff that he's been posting on Instagram that looks interesting. And, you know, what's the best part of this deal is that Marvel Studios, who makes all the Avengers movies, and Sony, who owned the film rights to Spider-Man, came together in and created a deal where Marvel Studios can use Spider-Man in some of their movies. So you'll see him pop up in an Avengers movie and whatnot. And then they'll also help Sony make his new solo movies. So really, really great decision on both of their parts, and it's going to be cool to watch Spider-Man sort of play in the world of the Avengers, and Tom Holland is going to be that Spider-Man. So not only do I look forward to seeing a new franchise of solo Spider-Man movies with a teenaged Spider-Man, but I also look forward to the fact that he's a teenager, what that adds to the dynamic of, like, the Avengers, and, you know, what's it going to look like when Spider-Man's hanging out with Iron Man and Captain America, you know, and Thor. Like,
right.
You know, think those that imagery is really exciting to me.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we move on to that, all right, this is one video game, and I know we're talking movies here. Back in the day, there was a video game I used to always love to play, and it was called Rampage. And Rampage was just all-out destruction. You play either like this Godzilla-like character, you played King Kong, and I can't think of the last one, but you got a chance to just smash buildings, and that was the whole premise of the game. And you have an article here in which The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is going to actually star in a film with an adaptation of this game. So what's the deal with that?
Yeah, you know, I played the game too when I was growing up, and it's basically these three monsters. There's like a gorilla, a giant wolf, and a giant lizard, and they sort of destroy buildings. And it's funny because one aspect of the game that I forgot about, I was talking to my buddy about the game, and I was talking to him about this story, and he's like, oh yeah, you remember when you get killed or you get hurt, you know, as the Beast, you shrink down and become human again. And then I was like, oh yeah, that's right, I forgot that the monsters in the game are actually humans.
Right.
So I thought about the news story, and I thought, wouldn't it be interesting if Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, turns into one of these monsters. So, you know, they're saying that, yes, they're going to make a movie about this game, and The Rock is going to fight the monsters, but I wouldn't be surprised, because these monsters are also begin in their human form, I wouldn't be surprised if Dwayne The Rock Johnson is also going to play one of the monsters. So it's just an interesting one to watch for, and, you know, you can clearly see it. San Andreas has grossed over $400 million worldwide, so this movie is basically San Andreas with monsters, so yeah, you know, it's what's a cross between San Andreas and Godzilla, and that's what you're gonna get.
Yeah, the hits just keep coming with The Rock, because that's one actor. Actually, I never looked at him as an actor, you know, at first. You know, when I first saw him coming in the film, like The Wrestler, because I love WWE, and I'm like, okay, this acting thing is just done. He can just get back to wrestling. But I guess he got bitten by the acting bug and won't see him wrestle anymore. But he just keeps the hits coming with all the cool movies.
Yeah.
New week here. What do we have coming out this week?
You got Ted 2. If you remember Ted.
Yes.
The foul mouth kind of button pushing teddy bear is back in a new movie. It's a sequel. Mark Wahlberg is back. Mila Kunis is not in it, but Amanda Seyfried is in it. And basically Ted is married, and he wants to have a kid. And when he goes to have a kid, he realizes he can't have a kid. He can't find a sperm donor. And so he goes and tries to adopt, and when they turn him down, they say it's because, you know, you're not really a person. You're a teddy bear. You're a piece of property.
Right.
So the movie is about sort of him fighting the fact that he wants to be a person. He wants to be able to get married, and he wants to have rights. And so it's very funny and crazy and maniacal. And if you like the first Ted, then this is a lot more of that kind of movie. Really funny joke. I've seen it, and I was laughing the whole time.
Wow. Now, with that, I'm quite sure it's rated R, correct?
Oh yeah. This is definitely rated R. A lot of foul mouth stuff. A lot of button pushing kind of comedy. You know, but that's how they kind of roll. And you know, if you've seen the first Ted and you really like the first Ted, then, you know, you're not going to be disappointed. You're going to laugh.
All right. And there's another movie that's coming out that, and I was telling you this off the air, that I can't even get past the trailer. And I'm a big guy, and I'm not afraid to admit that when I get a little, if I want to shed a little man tear. But every time I try to watch this trailer, I can't get past like the first like 30, 40 seconds because I'm a avid dog lover. I love dogs. And this movie, Max, is it a tearjerker or am I just, you know, tripping over, you know, the trailer?
No, it's definitely going to be a bit of a tearjerker there. yeah, you know, I'm not gonna joke around there. You know, this is, if you're a dog lover, this is a movie that, you know, you want to watch, but you don't want to watch because you know it's gonna kind of rip you up inside. But it looks really good, and it's gonna, you know, no matter what, even if you're shedding some tears at the end, it's gonna be kind of inspirational, and it's gonna make you feel good. And this one is definitely made for dog lovers. I think that they'll find a lot to get out of it, and yeah, just sort of a heartwarming kind of down to earth story that a lot of people can kind of relate to. So, and I think it's interesting. I think it's an interesting story about this dog that sort of is a war veteran and kind of comes home and sort of is adopted, taken care of. So it's just an interesting story that you don't really see. You know, when you see war veteran stories, they're people. They're not dogs. So it's an interesting story.
All right, and there you have it. Eric Davis, managing editor at Movies.com. And a contributing editor at Fandango.com. Make sure you guys check out Fandango.com and Movies.com. Check out all the cool articles on both websites. This week we got Max. If you're a dog lover, and Ted 2, if you like the first one, definitely go see the second one. It is recommended by Eric Davis. Make sure you check him out on Twitter as well. It's at Eric Davis. That's E-R-I-K Davis. If you want to check him out there on Twitter, thanks so much for joining us, man, because you make this show what it is.
Rock on, dude. Have a good one.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.